Hello, hello. Everyone put a one in the chat if you can hear me okay. Again, having some mic issues, but the only issue is I can't hear myself, but apparently the mic works fine. Give me a one in the chat and make sure everyone can hear me. And as long as everyone can hear me, we're going to get after. Today, we got a lot to talk about. It's a kind of a jam-packed show. So forgive me if I kind of go long on the opening monologue. I think it's going to be a lot to get out of the way. First of all, I'd like to make sure that everyone that tuned in for the dating channel yesterday understand that I did get the part of the song where says in the song number one stunner, I found the part where he says, I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
And I'm gonna use that a lot coming up because I think it's funny as fuck. One
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
So I'm not really going to go off on dumbass customers today because I wasn't really involved in it. Guys, I am totally off of Facebook shit, but there is some disgruntled customers out there and we need to set some shit straight when it comes to certain customers and shit like that. Like when you start going in on personal shit, I'll find you, right? I'll find you. If you got a problem with the customer service, it's all good. But you start going in on personal shit, I'll find you and we'll have a conversation in person and we'll see if you have the same energy in person. But before we get too way into the weeds, I'd like to say thank you to Two Auto Solutions. Parts Farm, they're the ones sponsoring this shit talking episode. We're going to say hi to the people here and get to talking about what I want to talk about. SK Performance, Jeff, Valley 10-Speed, Eliza's, Ray, Grandpa's Race Car, TJ, TD Carter, Gallo Bravo, 50 Steve, old Craig, Douche Did It, Pat the One, Silver Slug, Cluster BM, Chrome Taint, Joe Jr., Smiles, Angel Puerto Rico, Izzy, First Time Catching Alive, Jim Hogg, I'm Hung So Low, Neil G, D Rock Fox, Second Shift Racing, EP AIDS, Brent Speed and Performance. What's up, guys? I don't know if that's the real Brent Speed and Performance, but I'll take him at his word. August Forum, finally, someone willing to put a foot in the EPA's ass, and that was Turn 14 that went ahead and did that, or at least petitioned them. Oliver Bryan, SK Jeff, T Top GT, JD Swag, Kilometers, Mike J, Silver Slug, HTFU Grad, MB, SVT Josh, JD Swag again, Roderick Thomas, Jorge Song, Harley Fordor, Jeremiah Rivera, and a whole bunch of the usual suspects are in the house. Let's get right to it, guys. Today was one of those days that a lot of these questions that come through kind of blow your mind because it's one of those days where I was literally holding a lot of people's hands today, holding shops' hands, holding customers' hands, and that's okay. That comes with the territory. But I'm going to show you guys a picture. Read what it says in the photo and tell me what you think or how you think I should react as a customer service representative. Okay, let's say somebody asks you this question and says, you know, hey, I would like this done. What do you guys think? How do you guys think this question should be answered by me? It's a T56 Magnum XL. Can you balance the flywheel via a tune? It should be under 10 grams. This is around the time, like, insert the Pablo Escobar meme where he gets up and walks and is just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you have to just walk away from the computer and you just have to like contemplate life decisions. Should you have gone to college? Should you have stayed in Massachusetts and just been a millwright for the rest of your life? You guys think I'm kidding. You guys think I'm kidding when I talk shit or say customers do this or say customers do that. You guys think I'm kidding. But today, this one, I had to get the names out of there because I didn't want the guy to be, implicated. And I was like, this is a good one for the chat because this is what we deal with all the time. Hey guys, it's 100% real, 100% real. Can you balance the flywheel via the tune? So, and this, you know, what are you going to do? What are you, and how would you answer that question, right? Eventually you have to just say, sir, it is impossible for me to be able to balance the flywheel via the tune. If you feel there's an out of balance condition, it's going to have to be taken care of mechanically. That's how you have to answer that question. But sometimes you just got to get up, walk out, you know, breathe in the fresh air and get a nice reset, because that's the type of shit that happens. And another thing that happened in the tuning queue is somebody went over their revision window. They went over their revision window. Brandon did what he's supposed to do. He says, you are way past your 6-month revision window. If you would like us to data, you know, review data logs and subsequently adjust the car, it would be $150, and use this link and you can get paid up. What does the guy do? Instead of just paying the fucking money because you want a service, you pay the fucking money. Nope. They do what cuck-ass motherfuckers do. They screenshot Brandon's proper reply and they go on Facebook, Insta-dick, and TikTok. They do all this dumb shit. And what do you think is going to happen by doing that? Do you think you're going to shame Lund into tuning you? You think you're going to shame Lund into tuning you? No, you look like a fucking clown. Oh, I'm sorry. The guy that wants to tune your car wants to get paid for his services. Now, I didn't see the back and forth online, but the homeboy went in on dumb shit. He went in on people's wives and called me an immigrant, which I was born in Boston. So I guess Boston is not in the United States. So and my family's from Puerto Rico, so we're not immigrant. We're legal. So I was like, okay, you know, but this is the funny thing, right? I didn't see the shit. I don't care. But the first thing he goes to is, you know, making fun of families, making fun of weight, making fun of body shaming, making fun of someone's race. I'd love to meet that guy in person. I'll personally fly out to that motherfucker. And I'm going to say, so the shit you said online, are you willing to stand on that in person? And they're not. So people like that, in my opinion, should be put on a list, right? And you could just be like, bro, we don't ever got to tune you ever again. We don't ever got to tune you ever again. I am more than happy to put you on a nice little whiteboard and say, fuck this guy forever. And if he gets another car, fuck his car too. Fuck his new car, his old car. Anytime he ever, if he tries to get tunes from this is what happens every single time, guys. They think we forget. We got long ass memories like fucking elephants. We remember everything. So if in 2 years you get a 21 GT and you want to do the badass shit and you think you can get a tune through a dealer and I see that name pop up, I'm going to say refund this whole ass bit, because I'm sure he likes to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. Fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. Fuck that guy. So look, whatever. He didn't want to pay $150, which tells me he's broke. He's broke. And then he's like, I didn't drive the car for 6 months. Oh, sucks for you, buddy. I'm sorry. Drive your car next time, dumbass. But that's what happened today. And what also happened today was the turn 14 actually going out there and doing something I think was pretty awesome. So let me see if I can get this situation here up on the screen. So I'll read it to you guys. And I think turn 14 did a great thing where they actually, you know, took some pretty aggressive action, in my opinion. I'll see if I can zoom in and I'll read it to you guys. So turn 14, distribution launches a campaign in support of the Racing Enthusiasts and Supplier Coalition to protect our race cars from the EPA overreach. Horsham, Pennsylvania, April 26, 2022. Turn 14 Distribution, the industry leader in performance parts distribution, has launched a marketing campaign to support the Racing Enthusiasts and Supplier Coalition, the RESC, of which the company's CEO, John Pulley, is co-chair, and coalition brings the petition against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, regarding the conversion of street cars into dedicated race cars. Their petition against the EPA is to determine if the EPA has the authority to prohibit any individual from disabling, removing, or rendering inoperative emissions controls on an EPA-certified motor vehicle that is being or has been converted to be used for racing or competition purposes and no longer to be used on public roads. Basically, if you want to make a car race only, EPA is telling you if it ever came with a VIN number, then you're fucked. During the emissions era, you're fucked. That's what they're saying. And this is what Turn 14 is fighting. This interpretation, okay, if granted the authority, this interpretation would render most race cars in the U.S. illegal making criminals of vehicle owners, shops, manufacturers, and distributors who use, install, or sell related products. Understand what that means, guys. Anyone and everyone that sells race car parts for any vehicles that ever came with emissions controls are subject to their interpretation of what they deem to be tampering. The future of amateur racing is at risk. RESC was founded on the gift of RESC and its supporters are comprised of passionate enthusiasts, small business owners, and thousands of employees. Anyway, so we'll go to their fundraiser. They actually have a actual fundraiser here. We're going to go ahead and share that page. Share screen. Chrome tab. Fundraiser RESC Coalition. So they have a GoFundMe page right here. Protect your right to convert cars into race cars. It's up to 118,000. And I think this is going to be a campaign and maybe potential legal fees to fight the EPA in court. Turn 14 put up 50,000 of their own dollars. Big boy money. Big boy money. 50,000 of their own dollars to actually go up against this stuff. And their interpretation of the Clean Air Act in 2016, right here, this is the key. In 2016, the US EPA changed its interpretation of the Clean Air Act to announce a new position that the conversion of streetcars into race cars would be outlawed. This lawsuit is not a replacement for congressional action to protect racing. Rather, it's an essential step we can take ourselves as an industry and a racing enthusiast towards protecting race cars while we wait for Congress to pass or to act. I don't think the RPM Act is going to go anywhere for years. And I think that's why they're taking the initiative to get after them in a public campaign against their interpretation of the Clean Air Act back in 2016. So I really implore you guys, I'm going to copy the link and put it on the chat. Give whatever you can, a buck or two, whatever. It doesn't matter. We got Bondelbird. We got Bondelbird to mod Nats, $5,500. I'm sure this chat, or at least I want to keep track, 118,000 as of 5:11 p.m. I'd love to see this thing be up to at least 120, 125 by the end of the show. It would at least show that a couple thousand dollars were thrown their way. I'll throw some money at it too. And then you'll see my name up there just so you know that I'm actually supporting and not asking everyone to give up money that I'm not willing to give up myself. So it's crazy. Everyone is like, when the Subaru guys got hit with Cobb deleting shit from their software, I was absolutely blown away. I'm going to see if I can pin that. Yeah, JD, that's a good idea. I was blown away that the Subaru guys had no idea this was going on. I am blown away that the Subaru guys had absolutely no idea that this was happening. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you not know? How do you not know what was happening during the time? Was no one letting you know anything? There, it's been pinned. Were you guys just unaware? Were the Subaru guys just unaware what has been happening since 2015, 2016? And you know what the Subaru guys did to combat this? Memes. Y'all started doing memes. And I'm like, wait, not memes. Get your ass in gear and see if you can combat this. No, they started making memes. Oh, look, cruise ships and airplanes. And, da, da, da. And I'm like, memes don't work, dude. Memes don't work. You got to have action. And maybe that's the telltale sign of maybe the immaturity of that market. Not to say that we're fucking mature. I don't consider myself a Mustang guy. If anything, I consider myself an old Mustang guy. But the people I represent got after it and did a whole bunch of stuff and reached out to as much people as possible. But the Subaru guys started making memes. They literally started making memes. They've been one of the strongest voices to fight for us thus far. Is Lund stepping up? Of course we're stepping up. Are you kidding me? We've already put everything on the line, guys. We were actually hit by the EPA. Like, no one in... How many Subaru tuners were hit by the EPA? How many other Ford tuners were hit by the EPA that I know of or that you know of? Nobody. So we were literally hit and we went out there and we put our name, our business on the line to combat the stuff with the EPA. But people are out there making memes and they're thinking they're making a difference. Drop the 20 spot for turn 14, 20 spot for you and Tony. Appreciate that, brother. About to have a damn shop. Have to take a damn shop to court for putting RTV in my dipstick lube after he broke it and didn't say anything. Lost dough on the way home from the shop. Oh no. Is your engine okay with SVT? I saw the post. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't know where you live, and I'm not looking to call the shop out because that's something you got to take care of on your own. But I did see the post, and I was blown away that they took your dipstick out, didn't tell you they broke it, and tried to put it back in. Super guys have to ask their moms for allowance first. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, why are super guys making memes and not actually getting out there and putting the word out? Because if you segment yourselves, and if super guys are making memes, Lund Racing and some of the Ford guys are getting after it. We know a bunch of other Ford tuners are bitch ass hoes. You guys are bitch ass hoes. You're not willing to stand on your shit. All good. So if it all comes to light that we actually somehow thwart the efforts, or at least are allowed, for I hate even that word allowed, to be able to continue to operate. Anytime y'all need something, you're fucked. You're fucked. You're not. Don't look for help from nobody from my camp. Fuck all that shit. You can try, says USEPA. Alex should take donations to help some of the three valve owners so they can finish getting their trans operations. Here we go. Drop 10 for 14. Excellent. They started this madness with the diesel tuners, and everyone was like, "That's not me," and didn't support the community. Now it's come after them. It happened in 2015. I remember VMP having meetings in Washington, D.C., and they tried to like put a spotlight on it, but they had like no reach. Like VMP had like zero reach, or they didn't really protest that much. They just probably said, okay, here, you know, we'll pay a fine. Because what they're doing is they're hitting people that distribute parts. Jegs got hit. I'm assuming Summit got hit, okay, because they distribute parts. So now Turn 14 is going, wait, we're huge. And before we start getting fucked with, and before a bunch of people that we support start getting shut down, we got to do something about it, because this could literally be the final death throes of the performance and racing industry. Meanwhile, SEMA, PRI are buying buildings, giving CEOs $1 million salaries, and they ain't doing fucking shit for us except bending over in front of the EPA and say, stick your big fat veiny dick in our asses. We'll do whatever the fuck you want. We'll help you comply. Fuck you. Fucking PRI fucking clowns, fucking SEMA clowns, fuck you. I don't know if engine is good or not. Parts back are back order, so I can't really get it to Ford to have them look at it. Got it. Does any hey Alex, have you heard the Biden administration is trying to limit commercial trucks to 60 miles an hour? And if the truck is too old, it can't be limited, then it can't be used commercially. Well, what's gonna happen when the Tesla semi hits the roads? What's going to happen? Are they going to limit those two, or they're just saying because of emissions, non-compliant emissions trucks that can go 80 down? Like, you've guys seen some of these trucks that are going 80 uphill on the Mass Turnpike, and you're like, God damn, that thing's getting it. And it's an older fucking Peterbilt or some shit like that, and getting after it, blowing smoke out the bitch. Those guys are easy targets for them. This industry is filled with big wallet dudes. Why did it take this long for someone to get the balls to fight back? Subi guys aren't the only ones not doing it. It's most of the community. You're right, Quan. Look in the Ford side. Name any Ford tuner, any, that actually spoke up against the EPA. I'll wait. Nope. They're like, oh, you like to be rubbed softly around the shaft and the balls licked? No problem. Or they stick their head in the sand and say, we're not sticking out. You don't stick out, you're not going to get hammered. Fuck out of here. VW was also at fault. They were tuned to run cleaner on testing. Yes, VW started this whole tampering shit. Volkswagen started this whole tampering bullshit. Super owners too worried about their VAP pens and blowing clouds. So what do you think about the PRI guys? they're called governors. Agree, screw the EPA. Like, I think if that doesn't happen, I think if the EPA stuff goes through and they literally outlaw VIND cars to be converted to race cars. Listen to what that means, guys. All your cars are illegal. Anything past 68 and up, 1968 and up. Clean Air Act, I think, was 1968. In their interpretation, if you race or have modified the vehicle at all, you own an illegal car. Now, maybe the states have some protection, but I don't have any hope for that shit. I just don't have any hope. Hi, Alex. Did you check JEG's EPA fine and school bus settlement? Yeah, but that was like 2 years ago. That's old news, man. That's old news. Quan is Quan. Quan 04. Right. 04. You know what actual Ford tuners were saying when Lund Racing was getting after and trying to bring some attention? They're like, oh, there's ways of getting around it. I'm just like, bro, bro, you're on the wrong side of shit. You're complying. You're bending over and getting dicked in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
That's my favorite now. You're talking about this shit again? Hey, fuck off, bro. Fuck off. Like, seriously, fuck off. Hey, you're a member. Go fuck yourself. Period. If you don't like what I'm talking about, targets appear, leave this channel, get the fuck out of here, fuck off. I don't give a fuck if you're a member or not. If you're not down with what we're talking about, fuck off. Bend over in front of the fucking EPA and get fucked. I don't care. If you don't like this, unsubscribe, give back the $2, whatever the fuck you give a month, and then dip, because this channel is about fighting back. If you're about complying, You would make a great battery in the Matrix. You know what? Is it Switch? Who's the bitch ass in the Matrix that talked to the agents and said, just stuff me back in the Matrix. I'll make a great fucking battery. And as long as I'm someone famous, I don't want to remember a goddamn thing. APOC? Who are you? APOC? Switch? 100 towards the cause. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. There's probably more illegal people than cars, right? Forget the cars. You come across the border. Here's a nice little wristband. Here's a bus to Miami. See you later. Things are good. Antonio says, same place in California, making modifications, a misdemeanor. It's sad. Yeah, I'll give up the one if he keeps talking about this dumb shit, talking out of his fucking asshole. You're not listening. You're not listening. Targets appear. You're not listening. You say, no matter what we do, no matter what we do, nothing's gonna happen. Then that means you've given up. Fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. Cypher. You are Cypher. We're going to call him Cypher from now on. Cypher. That attitude is bad. They definitely care about enough pushback. They always care. It's all about votes. It's all about public perception. If you make a big company spend enough money and publicly put up a stink against the EPA, you don't think that big companies have made the EPA bend a little bit based on who they've greased, who has power to give the EPA money and get in that committee? Come on, stop it. Stop it with your bullshit. Defeat devices sold here. Just fuck the system. Cypher, exactly. Giovanni Sanchez says, what's up? Defeat device. We got that. Someone said, fuck California. He's for the streets. Illegal immigrants litter the border with trash, but if that's not bad, as a car. Here we go. I'm not trying to make this an illegal immigration thing. Oh, my God. We, the people, should always challenge and stand up for our government. No, man. It doesn't matter. That guy said that Cypher said that it doesn't matter what we do. It's all good. Ignorance is bliss. I'd make a great fucking battery. People forget the government works for the people, not the other way around. No, it doesn't matter what you do, man. They're not going to listen, man. So just quit the pushback. Why are you a member? Why are you supporting this channel? Why are you here? The steak did look good. I must admit, Cypher, there are times that I think I could make a great battery, but it's when I get questions about balancing the flywheel via the tune.
Hello, can you balance the flywheel via the tune? It's a 10-ounce max.
Oh, my God. You should know. You're an immigrant, remember? Yes. You mean that. And guys, you guys know I don't run that TikTok page, right? You guys know I don't run that TikTok page. But the funniest thing ever is, you know how old this pussy ass bit at hoe is when he goes, oh, that guy on TikTok. I'm like, yeah. The immigrant on TikTok is the guy that's going to roast you today. I don't even know who homeboy is, but he will not keep that same energy in person. No one does. I have met people that in person that have talked shit about me, or I've heard talk shit about me. And when they're in my face, like, hey, buddy, how are you? I never said anything bad. Maybe it was just a misunderstanding. I've never said anything bad about you. And I'm like, man, I just don't deal with them. Plain and simple. The ref was pissed. I got better smog than a 15 Ford Escape in a damn 89 Fox. He hopped off. He didn't want to read the comments anymore. Look, I love that Lund Racing has a very tight-knit group of guys that are willing to defend, and the guy was in the wrong. He literally wanted to have some more logs reviewed. He needed to pay up $150. He didn't want to pay $150. So then he goes online like a bitch, like a fucking bitch cuck pussy, and screenshots. That's why when I talk to you in the ticket system, I'm super short with what I say. Yes, no, Maybe for continued support, go here. Bye. I don't give you too much of personality. And some of you go, hey, Alex, I love your videos. And I go, tune attached. Get me a log from 3 to 6,000 RPMs. I'm not going to go, thanks, I appreciate it. No, no, no. Let's just get the fucking tune done and get you the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can be done and you can get on your way and I'm good. I'm not looking to be your friend on the ticket system. I'm looking to get my job done and get the fuck out of here. Bro was getting roasted so hard. He bounced. What a bitch. Stay there and take it. You're the OP. You're the original posting, bitch. Stay there and take your lumps. If you put up a post on a forum and someone roasts your shit so bad and you start to, and you dip out of your own post, what did you think was going to happen? You think all the other tuners are going to come in and say, yeah, fuck Lund. No, they're going to go, oh, it seems like they have a subscription service and you need to pay $150. You either pay the $150 or pay a new tuner $600. Which one is it? Dumbass motherfucker. But I paid you $500 to meet my friend. MB says, Cypher's membership for the month, right? That's what I'm saying. I mean, like literally, like we could get rid of Cypher. If there's a way of me getting rid of Cypher, I'll get rid of Cypher. I'm still here. Okay, targets appear. Perfect. So let's do this. Let's get block user. Get him out. I'm gonna refund his money. Fuck that guy. Let me go to YouTube Studio. YouTube Studio. We're gonna go to the membership tab. Here we go. monetization and appear. Targets appear. Targets appear. Okay. And then when I'm done with the show, I'll boot you off my ship and you'll never be around. Just like that. No. It's all good. If you're not down with the cause, fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. You ain't down with this. Is a dictatorship. This is not a democracy. You don't get a say. You might get a voice, but what ultimately happens on the show happens on the show, and it is up to me. Dictatorship. This is absolutely Saddam Hussein 1990 or 1989, right before his shit got pushed in. Pussy ass shit right there. That's like sucker punching someone and hauling ass. What a bitch. Other tuners were in the comments of that Facebook post dragging that peasant, right? This is what happens, and I think this is what people think is going to happen. Like homeboy Lawrence, he went in there, made a post, and put a huge thing, and then tagged John Lund, me, Junior, and you know what happened? Nobody responded on that thread of any importance, just people that would agree with him. And then what happens? I put out my shit on my thing. Junior puts out his shit on his thing. It gets way more play. And homeboy they think that they're going to get a online argument on Facebook out of all things where grandparents hang out. Like Facebook is where grandparents hang out. Okay. And the 30 to 40 year olds kind of do Instagram and the bitch ass Subaru owners are on TikTok. FLKA all day, every fucking day for the rest of my fucking life. He's calling customer service right now. Exactly. Is he 80 okay on the E85R2? Yes, sir. Like the people who go freedom of speech, like, yeah, you can say what you want, but don't expect others to like it. Right. There is freedom of speech, but there are also consequences of things you say. You can't yell fire in a theater. You can't yell bomb in a mall. You can't. There's certain things you can, but there are consequences. So I'm glad Fuckerberg deleted my Facebook account. I don't even have Facebook. Should I make one? No. Look, the only reason I have Facebook is to be on a group chat with the guys. That's it. Aside from that, I answer more YouTube videos comments than I do Facebook. I don't accept any friend requests on Facebook. I don't accept many messages on Instagram unless I've met you in person. So, and TikTok is not my account. So there you go. We on that gang shit. Like, seriously, this is a dictatorship and you're part of the secret police. And if anyone gets sideways, my secret police got to go in there and stomp that shit out. I'd rather blow my engine up than lose, than lie. I built some good junk and I love it. Okay. Freedom of speech doesn't fly on this channel, right? You could say what you want, but there's consequences. You could say what you want, but there are consequences. So in my opinion, I think if they are able to get up to $1 million, like if this, look at that. We are up to $119,000 already. I'm going to keep that sucker up. Let me see. Let me share the screen and keep it up. I'd love to make it 120 by the end of the show. It's not much, but it's enough to kind of make you go, hey, you know, this channel has a little bit of pull, or at least someone's watching it or hearing about it or whatever. And I'll keep it up side by side. Where is it? Oh, where is it? Where'd it go? Oh, how come it doesn't do the side-by-side situation? Well, that sucks. There we go. I'll keep it up there, and I'll keep an eye on it. And if it becomes something kind of on the big side, I'll post it. But I'd love for it to reach 120,000. That'd be awesome. It's 119,655 right now. We got a bunch of people that just know donated, so that's nice to see. But let's say they get $1 million, and Turn 14 is actively fighting it. You didn't hear Summit say nothing. You didn't hear Jeg say nothing. You didn't hear anyone say anything. It's almost like they're like, okay, government, whatever you want. We're not looking to rock the boat. Oh, well, okay. So what happens when shit gets fucking ugly? What happens when shit gets ugly? Are you really going to stand? I already posted the link, Quan. It's pinned. It's pinned at the top of my comments, bro. It's already pinned. Come on, bro. Get back. Get on it. Look at the pinned comment. That's the link to the GoFundMe. Let me make sure it's up there. Let me see. Make sure it's up there. Yep, it's pinned. So go to the pinned comment. You should be good to go. We need a special episode when the donations hit 965,000. Did you mean pura pinche 956 a la verga, cuz?
Is that what you meant? 956 a la verga.
Because
I was like, she was like, whoop. And I was like, you know, and we're like, Pearl Pincha 956 Alka. What does that even mean? You just made me say a gang. I'm not no gang member.
It's there, exactly. Here we go. So we got, would you make any fueling changes for a 25 to 50 shot or just to spool a big 94 106 single? No. Probably no. Why do you? No. 25 to 50 shot? Nah, not really. Because there's not enough. Okay. At what RPM are you activating the nitrous? Because if it's under 3,000, 2,500, I really don't want you to hit it with a 50 shot. But if it's above that, to get it to spool quicker, above 3,000 or so, it's probably a good, you could just give it a quick 25 and it's not going to be an issue. 50, I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue, but I'd rather see a log of the event happening to make sure shit isn't going sideways. That crackhead 956 kills me. I'm late hitting the like and we'll watch on the way to work. Love it. It shows in mobile what you mean. Okay, they're talking about where the link is. Let me re-up the chat. We got 320 donations, still at $119,655. Alex, thoughts on individual throttle bodies? Would they be an option for all in NA? It's not really, like, how are you going to tune it? It'd have to be map, right? It'd have to be map based. The map sensor, like with the F-150 calibration, has to be in the manifold. Individual throttle bodies to me are not something I'd want to do. Tuning's going to be a nightmare. Will it make power? Sure, make a good amount of power. But is it worth it? Like, and how much is the individual throttle body setup? The Borla version, wasn't it like $7,000? Wasn't it like $6,000 or $7,000 to get individual ITBs set up on a Coyote? I just don't think it's worth it, honestly. Finally caught another stream live, says Zimbabwe Champion. Hi, Alex. Overheating 351 here. Why is your shit overheating? Is that like a normal thing? I think that's the reason I'm afraid to go with a Coyote. Right. With a small block Ford. The small block Ford situation is one of those things where you're just like, I don't know if I want to fuck with it all that much, because then you have those dumb issues all over again. Have you seen the change the Amber Alert? It means there's a missing turd now. Jesus. Hey, Alex, what year 350 oil consumption issue considered fixed? I don't think any year, right? I don't think any year was considered fixed. I think they all consumed oil. I think the early model 16 and 17s were not the best ones. 18, 19, 20 seem to be the better ones. And if you can get your hands on a 2020, supposedly they beefed up the motor and it's more acceptable for boost. But in my opinion, I wouldn't trust a GT350 stock bottom end over 850 rear wheel horsepower for a long time. It'll make a bunch of power easily, but I don't know how long it'll make it for. Leslie Vivas, thank you for the money. Appreciate you, sir. Small block Fords are notorious for overheating. That's what I'm saying. So that's kind of why I was shying away from the small block Ford and the price. Let's be honest, $12,000 to build a small block Ford. I'll pass on that shit. Where do I find the clip where the guy says, get the fuck out of here? That is Canelo. Just type in Canelo, get the fuck out of here. And then it'll be there. Alex, RPM Act is great, but that's just for off-road race cars. Pimpin' since 1997. That's all we got. That's all we got. I'm sorry. There is nothing we can do about allowing guys to modify their cars and be on public roads. You know what I mean? The fact that they are going after cars that have a VIN number that you convert to a race car, it'd be a stretch if you were like, oh, by the way, I want to do off-road exhaust, cold air, catch cans, and fender dumps. I love people that get flame kits on their cars. The EPA is like, wait a minute, what's that? Interesting. You are having fire come out of your mufflers? Oh, okay, cool. Let me look up your Insta. Let me look up the shop that put them in, and let me get after it. Like, I love the self-snitchers. The self-snitchers out there absolutely blow my mind. I see guys on Instagram. I see guys on TikTok. I see guys everywhere posting these videos of these old school flame kits. So what do you think the EPA, what do you think the Gaia activists, the people that want to make sure that the earth does not have a fever, what do you think is going to happen when someone looks at that and wants to just be a Karen about it and say, what are those? Is somebody tuning a car? Is someone having a defeat device make flames spit out of cars? And then all they got to do is click the guy's link or click the guy's profile and go backwards. And then they'd be like, yo, I just got my flame kit installed at hashtag blah, blah, blah race shop. Give them a shout. They're located here. And then the EPA is like, hello, hello, hello. Yeah, we want to talk to you about these flame kits that you're putting out there. Alex, it's no big deal. Okay, keep posting flame shit. Keep posting fire coming out of your exhaust. Go ahead. Go ahead. Snitch on your shop all you want because that's what you're doing. I'm working with a prototype intake for a Fox 5.0. Two throttle bodies, downdraft, four cylinders, same size, 60mm throttle body. I'm going to put blah, blah, blah. I don't care. 100 shot coming off the line with the Paxton 2200 3.3 pulley. Should I log it? It's a wet kit or just ride with it E85. You got to log it, send it in, make sure things are doing good. I think we just disobey on a large scale. Yeah, that's another tactic. Will it work? I don't know if it'll work if you just disobey. Okay, we got 200 more bucks to go and we hit 120,000. Now, maybe you guys will say, that's just coincidence, Alex. Well, if this show started at 5:11 and by the end of the show, that fundraiser is up to 120,000. Guess what? I'd like to think that this show has a little bit of influence. So Alex is on TikTok. No, someone, I think he's being funny, but someone actually has a TikTok account and he put up a new post today and I thought it was really funny. Thanks for that. Laughing my ass off. Been looking for that. Gotcha. Yeah, the flame kit is dumb. That's the main attraction for Karens and finally the EPA. Stupid. Oh, look at my flame kit. Stupid. Let me put a cool song. Fuck it. Why you duck it? Flame. Pow. Wow. Hey, I set the grass on fire. Cool. Got it installed at homeboy shop. Homeboy shop gets hit a month later. What happened? They hit my shop. Because of you, stupid. Dumb motherfucker. Not a coincidence. Got me to donate. There you go. I think we should cancel the sun for being too hot. Who even street races anymore? Follow the law, guys. If Alex was born in Cali, he could be considered an immigrant. Alex, have you ever had the norovirus? It's horrible. Been puking since 3 a.m. last night. No, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Did you get the cookies from Elon? Yes. The animal cracker showed up at Power by the Hour. Thank you, Elon Musk, for sending Tony animal crackers. Exactly. I donated because Alex brought it up. Turby out there punching air and scheming on Alex. Going to snitch out all his cards to the EPA. Alex, what's the channel email to get a hold of you for the mufflers? Hold of you for the mufflers. Well, ydbtforlife@gmail.com. ydbtforlife@gmail.com. There you go. Done. Geraldo Flores says, if the EPA wins, do you think tuners would invest in going through the CARB certification process for the tunes for the common setups? Is it even worth? Nope. If the EPA wins, people go underground. And tunes will be more expensive. People are going to go underground. People are not going to go through the bullshit. Because we literally have the ability to make cars that make power, guys, run clean. Cars that make a lot of power run clean. Now, this is the funny caveat to this. Catalytic converter protection makes a car run rich. How many of you guys have seen, or you're behind a car on the highway and he gets on it and you smell that sulfur, nasty stench? That's the cat's getting hot and then the car dumping fuel and cooling the catalytic converters, killing miles per gallon, and subsequently, momentarily, I'm sure, throwing out worse gases than normal. But now let's say you have a free-flowing exhaust, E85, and we don't run it rich because there's no real reason to run it rich, and the car actually is pretty goddamn efficient. They'll never make that case. They'll select one little gas that they theorize is killing the seals or dolphins or whatever the fuck. And they'll say, well, on E85, it emits more of this, so that's not acceptable. What about the others? What about all the others? No, forget about that. It emits too much of this, so E85 is also not viable. We're just like, man, fuck all that shit. Exactly. I can make a shit ton of money if tuning went underground. You don't think I can make $300,000 a year if tuning went underground? I charge a shitload of money. I got a dyno. So can you pre-buy a tune before you have the car? Yeah, as long as you know the parts are going to go in there. Unless it's HP tuners. Now, HP tuners requires you to draw because that is the model of HP tuners. The N-Gauge, no. If you have Lund Racing N-Gauge, you can buy a tune for whatever car you want. As long as it's unlocked, you can just shove it in there. And by the time you get the car, marry it to the car, as long as you have all the proper information, it should flash no problem. Donate it for the cause. Let's check it again. Oh, look at that. We are $55 away, guys. I love you guys. I love the fact that if I ask you guys to do something as simple as bringing up the amount, couple bucks, you know, you guys are awesome. And this channel is just fucking full of awesome people. It looks like we're going to hit the $120,000 mark before the end of the show. And that's all I wanted. So I'll keep refreshing the page to make sure that it reaches its goal. And once we reach that, we'll say, hey, at least we did our part. And I'll go on there after the show. I'll give some money on my end just to say, you know, hey, I actually donated. So my name shows up. So y'all don't think I'm full of shit. I want to retract the message too, because everyone else is doing it. I heard that supposedly when you take your car for inspection, they'll be able to tell if you have an aftermarket tune. Not sure how that's going to be accomplished. Fast ride, it's really easy. When you take your car into Ford and your tuner locks his tune, Ford can't read the car. So I'm sure there's something in the software that allows it to see, based on the VIN number, because they got to punch in the VIN number. The VIN number has to match the stock strategy. And if you plug it in and the strategy is scrambled or not easily readable by your inspection station, they're going to go, it has an aftermarket strategy. We're going to have to fail it based on the law of that state. Luckily, I live in Florida, two of the last free states left. Actually, the Dakotas are pretty free too. But two of the hot free states left in the union. Elon should just buy the EPA. Sorry, I'm late. EPA, I don't know. You got an imposter because there's your environmental US EPA and there's EPA. And he has a logo. And he has a Karen logo. I love it. If you guys keep donating, we're going to be out of work. Think about that. Yeah, exactly. Your ECU records the amount of times it's been reflashed. They can see that until that has been reflashed. Exactly. Oklahoma's free also, but it's Oklahoma. Have you been to Oklahoma? Bro, stop it. It's Zaxby's, Whataburgers, fucking Oklahoma. Georgia's pretty free. Yeah, Georgia is pretty free. Ban them. When I worked at Nissan, we denied multiple GTRs for this same thing. Even if they're flashed back to stock, they can find out. Been talking to a guy in Germany the last few years. Really? How's it going? You guys in a long distance relationship? Today he said his dad is looking to buy a Gen 1. Will y'all be able to tune him over there? Yep. We tune cars everywhere. We tune cars in Russia. Not anymore. Not lately. Korea, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Great Britain, Australia. We tune them all over the place. Alex, I emailed you a picture of what SEMA does to the EPA labeled cipher. Let's see. What's little man doing? Make sure little man is good. Alejandro Flores, let's see what you emailed me. Watch it be some whack shit. Cypher and Elon Musk plans. I'm buying Ford and building the Shelby GT500 in Carol's vision again. Oh, stop it. Cypher, here we go. I can't use that. Like, I can't use that. It's a frog sucking a dick, so I can't do that. It's funny, though. It's really funny. Mr. Shelby 20 says, Alex, some channel support, sold some pollos and donated to the GoFundMe. Let's see what the GoFundMe is at right now. Oh, look at that. 120,000. I appreciate you guys very much. It's up to $120,225. That's all. I just wanted you guys to get in there and make sure that we got in there. We got Matt Angerman, Anonymous, Daniel Stefanski. That's one of my boys. These are all the most recent people. Daniel Galvin, he probably watches my shit. So there you go. We got over that. I'll go in there. I'll give a couple $100 at the end of the show also to make sure that we keep pumping. Their goal is $1 million. But I know from this chat, the fact that I was able to get it bumped up $2,000 in a short period of time. Thank you guys so much. I know a lot of you guys probably think it's a lost cause, but this is going to be literally the end of your hobby if the EPA has their way. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a year, but if you have a child, right, and you want to build cars with him, and if you want to keep enjoying this hobby up until your 50s and 60s, it ain't going to happen if you let the EPA have their way. It's over $120,000. Hell yeah, badass shit. What's going on, guys? What's going on with the likes? I don't know. I have no idea. I can't see the likes here. I know that there's 396 people on right now. There should be at least 300 likes. If the EPA has their way, says Pimpin since 1997, every state would essentially turn to Cali. You'll get state reffed all day. No. States still have laws. And in Florida, because there's so much money here and so much influence, the guys like their toys. You don't think Jordan that lives in fucking Jupiter, Tiger Woods lives in Jupiter, these guys with big, and then bankers that you've never heard of that are billionaires, you don't think those guys will be like, I don't want my Midnight Express having to have some kind of emissions compliance or bullshit in it. I don't want my classic Ferrari. I don't want my modern fucking Lambo. I don't want any of that shit be less fun based on government laws. So your state is like the last firewall for the shit to go down. 216 likes is whack shit. You guys got to get that up to at least 300. How much boosted power can a Gen 3 car make with a stock pump and a BAP? Well, depends on the fuel you use, Boosted 79. I'm using Sunoco 260 GT. Tony in the house. I'm using Sunoco 260 GT, and it's a denser fuel than ethanol. So I think I'll be able to get about 800 with a stock fuel pump with a BAP, but I know it's not something I trust. It's a denser fuel, stock pump with a BAP, but E85, the reason people have to get a fuel system for 85 is because it's less dense. But I think you can get or squeeze about 800 wheel with a pump, a stock pump, a boosted pump or a fuel pump voltage booster and a dense fuel like C16, 260 GT, C10, Q16, all that shit. God, I love it here. Florida is the new Texas. I'm telling you guys, a lot of people moved from Massachusetts, Ohio, places like that. And when they get to Florida, any part of Florida, you feel pretty free. South Florida is very expensive to live in, and it tends to lean center left. But when the elections have consequence, it's right. It's all red. People love it down here because you actually feel free. Have you ever tested an FFE car to see the true emissions versus stock? No, because I don't have that equipment. You need some pretty expensive equipment to test that properly. Shit's all bad here in Cali. I live in a small town in North California, and local PD is giving state refs to anyone with an exhaust. They don't even check for cats, stickers, or anymore. They just give you the ticket. Bondelberg, donate $5,000 and go to Modnax next year. Now that would be funny. Florida is dumb expensive to live, though. It is in South Florida, but if you live in Spring Hill, Pensacola, Jacksonville, that shit's nothing. Once you get to the south part of the state, Naples, Bonita Springs on the west coast, then you get West Palm, then you get Boca, then you get, but you can live okay in Lake Worth and you can live okay in Boynton, but West Palm, Jupiter, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, yeah, you're going to pay big money, plain and simple. Apparently, in California, $90,000 is considered poverty. I think here you can live pretty well for 50 to 70. You live pretty well. Not great, but you live pretty well, $50,000 to $70,000 a year here in Florida. Florida became the most expensive place to live in all the people moving there. No, that article was deceiving. They showed Sarasota. They showed Sarasota. Read the article. Florida itself, Orlando's not expensive to live in. Spring Hill's not expensive to live in. Sebring is not expensive. Okeechobee, Belle Glade, where all they got is Hellcats and Trackhawks. They got Timmy on the Riviera Beach is cheap. No, that article is full of shit. Jacksonville, hell no. Well, it's in Florida. Should I be seeing 40-degree timing at 2,000 RPMs while cruising with E85? Yes. 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 What does it do stock? How much timing do you see stock?
I don't know. I never checked.
Exactly. Vote red in November, BHLs. Exactly. About to move from Mass to Texas. Be careful. If you go to Houston, you go to Houston, Baytown, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. A rude awakening. So really, really do your research before you move to Texas. So it's cheap here. And I got a 2-bedroom in a garage. Nice place. $10.50 a month. That's nice. Good for you. The problem in Texas is the people who work don't take the time to vote versus the lazy Dems that don't work and go vote. Cuban sold this car. I feel like the only one repping. Yes. Look, Cuban, congratulations to Cuban Coyote. He ended up selling his car. I think he got like 50 grand for it. Good for him. Jeremiah Camp gave $50 to the Protect Your Rights to Convert Cars into Race Car GoFundMe. Awesome to see that. I really appreciate that. By the way, I saw your car yesterday. The diff that Mikey built for you is you spent some money. That is a badass diff on that car. Keep your N-gauge in the flow. What's wrong with Houston, Baytown, everything? Come on, man. Have you not read? Bro, you got to stay strapped. You got to keep it on you at all times. You can't just go to the 7-Eleven and grab a slushie without getting checked. Man, you crazy? Fuck, I've lived there. I'm done with that shit. FKA 100%. 20 on pump, 93. As a Texan, I would not recommend moving to Texas. I've been thinking of moving to Florida myself. Look, I'm not dogging Texas, guys, but you got to understand, what do you want out of Texas? What do you want out of Texas? Is Jupiter cheap? Fuck no. Not just no. Fuck no. Jupiter is fucking expensive, son, but it is beautiful. Unless you want to live in the not so nice area, sir. I stay strapped always. Then you should be good. You keep it on you at all times. Then you should be good. Donated to the GoFundMe. Thank you, Russell. There ain't shit to do in Gainesville outside the University of Florida. Yeah, you know what you do in Gainesville? You fuck the girls that go to fucking the University of Florida. You fuck the college chicks. That's what you do there. I'm moving to Texas and I'm living in Fort Worth. I'm moving to Texas and I'm living in Fort Worth. Got it. Yeah, I don't know shit about Fort Worth. Got to keep it on you. Even where these days people are crazy. I keep a gun in the glove box when I head to Baytown or South Houston. I stay my ass up north. Yep. Cypress, Woodlands, things are good. Killa, gonna donate to the GoFundMe as well. But question, I remember you saying the flex tune isn't a race tune, correct? It's my only option for convenient power in my NA Gen 3 since only E50 is available. Can I daily beat it around without concern? Yes. If the only thing in your area that's available is E50, E55, you can use the flex tune to be able to take advantage of the added timing based on the added ethanol. But understand this, Killa. It's going to have some characteristics that are probably not the best. Maybe it'll surge on you at idle sometimes. Maybe the learning won't lock in fast enough. If you go watt right after filling up, it probably won't see max timing. So as long as you follow the procedures, as long as you follow the learning, as long as you follow everything properly, I think you'll be all set, sir. Gave $50 to the GoFundMe. Thank you, F-150 S-550. Fast Hippo says, Houston is a shithole. Bro, the average house in Massachusetts is $500,000 and they small as fuck. Meanwhile, Florida, $500,000 get you a small mansion. Maybe Florida is the move. Depends where, Daniel. Depends where. $500,000 in Jupiter gets you a 3-2 with a garage with a quarter acre. But in Belle Glade, it gets you fucking in Okeechobee. In Port St. Lucie, it gets you 2 acres, a 4-5, a 4-4. dumb shit. So if you're looking to move Port St. Lucie, Stewart, Vero Beach, north, but there ain't shit going on in Palm Bay, Palm City, you know, there ain't shit going on up there. If you want to be where the action is, where the money is, where the Lambos are, where the bitches are, Jupiter and down. My girl left a dump on my bed. What the fuck? Oh, that was Amber Heard was dumping on Johnny Depp's pillow. Badass shit. I'd love a girl that shits on my pillow. That means she's good in bed. This is not only about the cars. This is about our right. Okay. So because people think I'm talking about the cars. So listen closely. If the EPA deems it illegal for you to modify a modern car that came with emissions controls to convert it to a non-road legal race car, if they say you can't even do that, that means header manufacturers, bye-bye. CAT scan manufacturers, bye-bye. Turbo kit manufacturers, bye-bye. Supercharger manufacturers, unless you have a CARB EO number and you're sucking the EPA's dick, bye-bye. Exhaust, bye-bye. Anything that alters emissions in any way, shape, or form, the companies that make those parts would be making, according to the EPA's understanding, illegal parts, and they will go after them and shut them down. All you're going to be able to buy is those air fresheners. Oh, today on Jags, we got a deal on air fresheners and chrome fender strips. Like, dude, you don't understand. This is more about the cars. It's about the whole industry that makes all these performance parts will be deemed illegal if that shit passes. It's not just about me being modify my car. It's about people being able to make money making race car parts. Real simple. And we say bye-bye. It's about keeping the government in their place. They need to remember who they work for. I ask her to shit on my chest instead. When Alex says, send me a log, it means something different to Amber Heard, right? If you say to Amber Heard, send me a log, she's about to squat on the bed. Literally anything before the cats, correct. Or even after the cats, Ken McAllister, because there is noise pollution. Imagine you go out there and get a set of, remember pipe bombs? What a fucking shit ass. Yeah, Alteza taillights will be the only thing you can buy on your car. Or the LGBTQ plus minus LMNOP lights that are like Tekashi lights. Of course, the gay is about to be more legal than cocaine. Let's identify as car enthusiasts and make our own gender. Maybe they will listen. Am I going to buy stock in chemical guys if that shit passes? Go fast parts are now considered machine guns by the government. Let's just stop paying taxes so they don't get paid. Cherry bombs. Why won't Lund view my data log? Because you got to pay the extra money. You got to pay the extra money if you're not within your revision window. But they'll review it if you're tuned by us and you're within your revision window. Alex, what about Chicago? Never been. I only landed there once and the airport was fucking disgusting. So if I was to judge Chicago by the airport, it's a fucking shithole. Considering by how big the aftermarket industry is, this is no laughing matter. We live in scary times. But people think it's about me racing my car. It's about the whole industry shutting down. Engine builders, bye-bye. Engine builders, people that make rods, pistons, that machine shops. Guys, it's a trickle-down, trickle-up effect. EPA does that, it's all over. You're going to be buying a Tesla, which now is a bigot car. Watch you guys after Elon Musk bought Twitter and how he got flamed by the left. It made you like him even more. And it's funny that most people on the left are buying Tesla saying, fuck Elon. That is now a bigot car. And I support the bigot car, the Tesla. Because if it all goes to shit, you damn Skippy, I'm going to be in a fucking Tesla. It's a $1 billion industry, guys. It's going to go away if the EPA goes, hey, fuck it. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. How much are we up on the fundraiser? $120,865. Guys, badass shit. Badass shit. Alex, send me a log. Amber Heard, hold my beer. Alex, you can take a shit in my major California city. You can take a shit, but you can't run long tube headers. Right. I saw that meme where there was a woman squatting on the sidewalk, and that's legal. You can shoot up. That's legal. But don't you dare have pipe bombs on your car. So there's already a law that says only modification to the exhaust system is illegal. And yes, in Florida. However, it's rarely enforced. Here we go. He's one of those guys. He's one of those guys. Chicago is run by Beetlejuice. Shootings everywhere. Taxes up the ass. Yeah, stay strapped, my friends. Chicago is total shithole. I live 50 miles north of there. Elon DeSantis, 2024. Woof! DeSantis has to run. Poppy Trump can't run. I love you, Poppy Trump.
And we say bye-bye.
There's nothing wrong with you, Poppy Trump.
And we say bye-bye.
You can't run. Because people that hate you are just going to... There are people on this chat right now. There's 382 people on this chat. I guarantee there's five motherfuckers on this chat that will not vote for Trump no matter what. Regardless of the recession we're about to be in, regardless of all the shit that's going on, they will not vote for Poppy Trump because, you know, he's verbose and he grabs women by the pussy. So DeSantis has to run. Smart, has good chops, good background, great background in Florida. He'll win in a fucking landslide, son. Like, not even close. Not even close. All right, we're going to close that out because we've reached our goal, so we're good. DeSantis has to run. Yes. He, Mr. DeSantis, if you're listening to Talking Shit or YDBT Daily, you're a psycho, but you absolutely have to run. You're going to have to talk to Trump, and Trump maybe can run for governor of Florida. That's my play. That's my play. Trump, governor of Florida, so we keep someone that isn't totally fucking, because if DeSantis leaves, who the fuck's going to run Florida? I like how Florida is. But DeSantis is young. He's well-spoken. He's got the military background. He's got the educational background. He did everything right in Florida, and he'll go up there and put his foot up everyone's ass. Trump too, but Trump is too toxic right now. You can't. I love him, but he won't win. He won't win. Something will happen where he won't win. I'm just one of those psychos. Elon Cameron for president. He wasn't born in the U.S. Dang it, you're right. This weekend at LS Fest in Vegas, there was a guy who was running for the governor in the burnout competition. They're the type of people who need the support. No, we won't. Fuck Disney. Florida's going to get fucked without DeSantis. But if Poppy Trump runs, we're good. Alex Vallejo, not a three valve. Izzy R. DeSantis won't get any young people. Trump can. What? Bro, are you a Florida resident? Come on. If you know the dude, he'll get all the young people. Then all that shit you talked about Texas will apply to Florida potentially. Elon is African-American, not eligible for president. Trump senior, president junior for governor of Florida. What about DeSantis, though? We'll see what the deal is. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. We'll be on tomorrow, 5 o'clock. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on the fundraiser. Guys, really, really, bottom of my heart, thank you guys for donating. I know you don't have to donate to anything I ask about. You guys have made Oh My God Cookies a successful venture. You guys have bought shirts from Vinyl Freaks and Company. You guys have... gotten Bondo Bird to Mod Nats, and now we bumped it up a couple $1,000 for the fundraiser. I blew my mind that I would never in a million years would have thought that I would have had a channel that had any kind of influence of doing anything like that. So I really, really appreciate the members, the people that pay, the people that listen, the people that support what causes I want to support. Badass shit. So we'll see if Turn 14 can actually make some waves and get some traction on this EPA bullshit, and because the RPM Act and all that other shit obviously isn't fast enough for us. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the final week's YDBT Daily, and we'll talk some more shit. We'll see what the fundraiser's at, and we'll see what pops up. See you guys later. Have a good one.